What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Welcome to Will You Accept This Rose, a production of iHeartRadio.
Oh, yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight.
Men Tell All.
It feels so good.
Braden. Braden? Is his name really Braden? That feels like it was made up in a bachelor lab. It feels like every bachelor name that's ever been for a man, and they came out with Braden. This is Braden Tells, just explains all. Oh, my God. That's right. Hello and welcome to a very special Will You Accept This Rose. My name is Arta Marine, coming to you from my childhood den in Little Compton, Rhode Island. With me today, well, I'm going to start with the person to my right. I'm going to say my first friend. He could have been my first friend of me. But he's my first friend. He's also my older brother. He's also the man that said that he would get out of the bachelor limo wearing a VR headset and saying to the bachelorette, join me in the metaverse. Ladies and gentlemen, a man that wanted to make a Gregorian calendar of the men of the Will You Accept This Rose podcast, my brother, Alaric Marine.
Thank you. It's very nice to be here. We've recorded two in this room before, both times right after one of our parents had died. So this
right.
is the first one we've done here with
That's
no
right.
dead parents.
You know
so,
what?
There you
High
go.
Five. We're,
yeah,
we're moving
there you go.
Up. We're
it's, moving it's a win
up.
Already.
You know what? And thank God neither of our parents remarried, because then we could still have a step parent.
Yeah.
So this is it.
Yep.
This is it.
Yep. We're
Good
done.
Good stuff. We're done.
We're done.
We did it. So this is a celebration for us. You're welcome. Welcome to the Dead Parent Men Tell All. Also with us today, I see a woman. I'm going to go in a weird order. A woman who's been in this home. A woman who is ready to put a ring on it with my brother's wife. A woman who slept in the den in Brooklyn this year with my, and it was decided to pick my brother over me if she was in a sinking ship based on his hosting skills, she was going to go for my brother, and I think specifically for his lady friend, who shall not be named because she's very private. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Ariana Hanna, Anna Montana, Rosanna Dana, Tana Mittens, Meowreen, Hosnier. Welcome to the podcast, Dr. Banana.
Thank you. Yes, I did. Alaric and his lovely bride really took care of me in their home. So,
yeah.
Well, you're welcome anytime, Hannah.
Yeah.
All right, I'll be there tomorrow.
Yeah, and I saw the pod coffee getting set up this morning, and I thought of you. I think she, if your bride ever leaves you, it's because Dr. Banana is going to make an aggressive play for her. And yeah. They would be very happy together.
That makes sense.
Okay. Also with us is a woman who's in her very bougie garage turned into a podcast studio. It looks so cute. She recently had to redo it because of the rains of California. I can't tell her what you know. I'm not allowed to say, but you know her from the podcast Threedom. You know her from the podcast Raised by TV. You know her as my friend. Ladies and gentlemen, Lauren Lapkus.
Hi. How are you? I also have a podcast called Newcomers with Nicole Byer. Oh.
That's right.
So I just want to throw that out there because that's actually, we're coming back with a new season where we delve into the world of Batman. So I think there's a lot of crossover with your fans here.
Wow. And you guys have done Lord of the Rings. You guys have done Fast and Furious. Yes. Have you done Mission Impossible?
No. We've done Star Wars. Yeah. We've done Tyler Perry.
If you ever do Mission Impossible,
yes,
let me know because
Tyler Perry.
Have you done Tyler Perry?
We did Tyler Perry. It was actually the most fun. Yeah.
I would imagine the most challenging was Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, because everything's super long. And then there was a point where we did a whole episode based on the radio play of Lord of the Rings, and we had to listen to it. And I was like, I'm going to jump off of a Shire.
Yeah. Okay, with us is a gentleman who was our Brooklyn Bachelor. And when I say that the women were in a frenzy at the Bell House to get to this man, Alec, you saw it. Dr. Banana, I mean, there was women that were not invited on the stage, rushing the stage to be picked.
Damn.
Like, we asked for like four, and I believe there was at least a baker's dozen standing up there. Would you agree with that?
I would. I will also say that he was wearing a shirt covered with roses that he owned.
Wow.
He didn't buy it special for this. He had it in his closet, and he broke it out, and I was very impressed.
You were wowed.
Yeah.
And how adorable was Mike Carrazza?
Super, super adorable.
So cute. Yeah. We loved him. You know him as the host of Comedian Feud. You know him from a lot of television programs that I cannot say right now, but you guys know him as the horny pool inspector of the Will You Accept This Rose podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, our friend, our friend, Jacques Neal.
Let me talk to the frenemans out there real quick. Let me talk to the frenemans.
This
is the frenemans tell all. Listen, I love you guys. I love y'all. If you ever need anything, you know where to find me. In these streets, baby.
We have missed you. We've reached out. You've been very busy.
I don't know why, because we're striking, right? It's not like I'm working.
You've been traveling.
Man. You know, we traveling.
How was Big Bear?
Big Bear was a beautiful time. It was a great time. I've never been in the summer. Have you guys been in the summer to Big Bear?
I think I went for one night once.
Yeah.
Are they skiing there? I heard they were skiing like all summer long there.
It was no skiing when I was, because it was like 90 degrees. Which I would have loved to have seen it if that was the case.
I heard they had so much snow that they were just going to stay open all year.
That's
wild. No, it was summer activities. So like jet skiing, zip lining, summer stuff. I love a zip line. I got stuck on a zip line.
No,
that's embarrassing.
That's so embarrassing.
I was like, how dare y'all make me stuck? I'm embarrassed.
Was it scary?
I mean, like, I've done like over 20 or so zip lines, like all over the place, and the dude didn't catch me, and I like went back like 50 feet, and I was dangling over like a 300 foot drop, and so I wasn't scared at first, but after my arms started getting tired, and after like a minute, I was like, hey man, what the fuck is taking so long, bro?
How did they get you off?
They had to like send like a hook to me, and the hook was just like in the box, and he had to like untangle it, and he was taking his sweet time. I'm like, bruh, I am dangling over a 300 foot drop. I'm not nervous, but this isn't fun.
What would have happened if you let go of your arms?
I mean, like, I was still dangling there, but like my brain is like, hold on to something, you know? My brain. And then I was also trying to pull myself forward, but it was an arm workout. My arms were tired after like 45 seconds.
I don't like this. I wouldn't even play this.
I think I would have been crying.
I mean, if I was terrified, I would have probably passed away.
Right. You have to keep, I think in situations like that, you have to keep your shit together in the moment. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then you can lose it when you get, if you, because it doesn't help. You have to stay calm in the moment.
Yeah. Like a week later, I was like sitting in my room high as hell thinking about it. And like, yeah. was like, what the fuck? And got freaked out then. Just like thinking.
I'm going to throw my brother for a story. But before we do that, I need to bring in a woman. Ladies and gentlemen, a woman whose world was rocked, I believe, sixth row last week. Ooh. How was Taylor Swift, Katie Levine?
It was amazing. I was, like, no joke, probably like 20 yards away from her for 3 hours. Like, I couldn't have been closer to her. It was unreal.
What was your favorite outfit change?
Oh, that's a good question. I liked what she wore for Reputation. And I like...
What did it look like?
It was like the black and red kind of bodysuit thing. I don't know. It had like a lay. I don't know. I'm not good at clothes. I don't know what things are called. And then I liked her dress for Speak Now, too. Which was like the purple dress. I thought that was really pretty.
3.5 hours.
And then her outfit for Midnights was so fucking hot. Like, oh my God, she looked amazing.
How did you get so close?
So everybody's asked, so I'll talk about it.
Was it a financial choice?
No,
or?
So I was one of the people who I got like the verified fan code. Me and I had 4 other friends try to get the verified fan code and none of them got it. I was the only one that got it. And then when the presale came, Ticketmaster fucked up and they didn't have you put the code in before. So all these people got on the queue who didn't have a code. And so I was like on the queue for almost 2 hours. By the time I got in, all of the good seats were taken. It like Ticketmaster kept crashing on me. I kept adding seats to my cart and then it would be like, oops, those seats are bought. And it was just like, I mean, you guys know, literally Congress got involved because they fucked it up so bad. And then I tried to do the Chase or the Capital One presale the next day. Couldn't do that. My friend got in. I never got in. It just like kicked me back and was like, you get the general sale. So I was one of the people that got emailed by Ticketmaster going, we fucked up. And per Taylor's request, we are reaching out to verified fans that we know didn't get tickets. You can get 2 tickets. You can't choose the day. Because the thing was, they didn't actually run out of tickets. They just didn't have enough for general sale. So they still had tickets. And they were like, just tell us how much you're willing to spend. And we will get you the best ticket available. Yeah, I said the highest price, which was only, I'll say it was $450. That was
That's not bad for being that close.
And I assumed, honestly, based on like how much everything was, I was like, that'll be like the 300 section. That's pretty good. Because like I saw floor tickets. They were $750 when it was on sale.
People were paying.
Yeah.
I knew people who were reselling tickets for $800 that were really far away. Yeah. Like it was, yeah.
But like when it was like face value, it was like, I think like $750 for floor. So I just said, yeah, the highest one, I don't care. And then, yeah, when I got the tickets, it was crazy because that morning I got a text from Amex being like large purchase approved. So I knew I got the tickets, but I didn't know what they were. It took like an hour for me to get the email from Ticketmaster. And yeah, I got fucking floor tickets. And then we couldn't have been better placed because we were like, there's like 3 stages and the middle stage is where she was the like 80% of the show. And we were right there. Like
That is cool. That's kind of the only way I want to do that.
Unreal. I've like never been happier. Like I literally kept having to be like, that's her. She's right there. Like I was so close. I like couldn't believe it. Like I couldn't believe it. I kept going. Like I literally turned to the person next to me and I was like, that's her. She's right there. That's her.
That's so cute. Well, I'm so happy for you. I was so excited for you. That's so awesome.
Yeah. It was the best night ever.
So well, cool.
Speaking of the
did
best
you dress
night
up?
Ever.
Did you dress up? Did
no,
you?
I don't. I'm not like that. But like, yeah, no. And I didn't do bracelets.
You know what? I love that about you. I like that about you. You're not all of a sudden like, no. Yeah, I have on 58,000 friendship bracelets.
No,
you're
but
like, I'm
had
wearing
a...
hiking boots. They're the most, you know, I'll be able to stand in them.
I literally wore like, I have like old lady walking shoes that I wear because I have bad knees and bad feet. I just wore those. I was like, I just want to be comfortable. Yeah.
You know what? That's what we love you as
it's
you are.
It's a 3-hour show. I'm old.
Yeah.
No, and they're looking at her. They're not looking at you, okay?
Yeah. Nobody I mean, looked at me.
No one's looking at you.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
That's exciting. I'm so happy for you. Well, just imagine how excited the women were watching the Frenelman tell all. You guys, it's always so boring. At least Braden was there in his black neo shirt from The Matrix with his giant white pearl like rosary necklace, and then his understated Claire's ear. He went more low-key.
And you heard him say that he didn't get into earrings until a year ago, Art, and you were right.
I was right. I told you it was a frat boy who saw that, like...
Harry Styles
and Timothy Chalamet, that they got, like, that they got laid and that they were thought of as, like, cool. So that it was a complete... Okay, Jacques, we've discussed this. I was like...
I was on the episode where we discussed it. Yeah.
And I was right. I knew it. Okay, talk to me. All right, now, we haven't heard from you in a little bit. How are you enjoying her? Do you like her more as a bachelorette? You were sort of on the fence.
You know, listen, it's going to be, in the past year and a half, 2 years, it's going to be hard for me to replace the hole in my heart that Gabby left, you know? I loved me some Gabby. Loved me some Gabby. Charity's great. Charity is very...
Well, I love Gabby's current story. I'm very, very happy about Gabby's life.
Wait, Alaric, do you know about Gabby the Bachelorette? Do you know what happened now? Will you tell my brother, Lauren?
She's dating a woman. She's dating a comedian, Robbie Hoffman, who we are familiar with and is hilarious. And it's like such a great turn. I'm like, this is great.
Yeah.
This is
And the way she announced it, she put a picture of them on social media together, and she wrote, "I told you I was a girl's girl."
And she went on The View and like told them and everything, and it was so cute. And I love that. I was like, after being on The Bachelor, it makes so much sense to be like you know what? There's been this part of me that I've been curious about. Let me see about this, because these guys are not working out. Yeah,
it makes sense for her to say fuck men. Let's be real.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's she was great, but not Charity's good. I constantly find myself saying like she's cute, and like you know, and not like look. I mean, she is a cute person looks wise, but just like everything about like her energy is cute. Like she's cute. Like I swear she's the most Southern Black woman I've heard in a long time. Like, but only like every half sentence.
That's what threw me, because I'm new to the show. I haven't watched this season, which by the way is insane for me because I've been watching since high school. But I stopped a couple seasons ago.
She's been a good bet. Like her actual season has been good.
I've been enjoying her, but her accent really threw me for a loop when I tuned in for the fantasy suite.
It takes a second where you're like, "What? Where is this from?"
Yeah.
And it's not like consistent. That's the funny part. Like it's not consistent. It like comes in on certain words, and she'll say the most country shit I've ever heard.
And then the rest of it's like Delaware, Maryland, like
it's like a Delco, weird Delco accent where you're like, "Where is she from?"
She's cute.
Alaric,
she's cute.
Are you enjoying Charity?
She's lovely. I mean, I certainly am. And she's from the South, right? She's allowed to sound Southern.
Oh, yeah.
But it doesn't sound Southern to me.
I know a lot of people from Georgia. They often don't sound fully Southern.
Okay.
They just, they break it out now and then.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she's really cute. She's like... She's so pretty and like symmetrical and small and like it's just I enjoy looking at her.
Yeah, she's so tiny.
She is. And her eyes.
I'm not a tall
gal
myself, and I look at her and I feel like next to her I would look like Dalton. You know what I mean? I feel like like these guys who are already they're the biggest men that they've ever had on earth, and then like I think she's. Like a Polly Pocket.
No, I think she's tiny. So I think I would look like I just took off the Big Bird costume and I'm taking a break and I'm next to her. She's so cute. And I'm just catching up. So it's actually been kind of amazing because just watching the men tell all, usually the most boring episode.
Yeah, but it's a wild group of men.
They're insane. And I got to get a lot of the highlights of the season. And Brayden, I was like, the earrings. Okay, so I love that you thought that he just picked this up. Because it's so true.
Right. I knew it.
It's really affected. Like, it doesn't feel, like, natural to him. No. So it's really, like, I was looking at them going, like, that's so annoying. Like, if I'm talking to that person and he's being an idiot at the same time, I'm going to go, like, I'm going to rip those out of your ear. Like, it's like, that's going to piss me off.
Dangling
while he's saying some dumb shit.
There was one watching back where it looked like a full set of keys, right? From, all right, Jacques, I'm going to let you talk, Brayden. Have at it.
Oh, boy. Listen, you know, I said this before. First of all, Brayden makes me hate Gen Z. it's just like this is who representing y'all, bro. Like this ain't cool. He sucked, man. He sucked, and it also made me mad that he like it's so obvious. He's I think we talked about this. He's like the dude that read the book. Like how to pick up girls, to pick up on, or like the game, you know, like you could tell he's that dude, right? And it's just also like, look, as a black dude, this is a black woman, there's nothing I hate more than like a fake suave white dude trying to come in and pick up like this black woman. And it's just like, just stop trying to run game, bro. Like, you lame, dude. You lame. Everybody knew you was lame with your dumbass scarves, with your stupid ass no socks.
The scarves.
And like, it's just, everything about him. And then the fact that he's 12 also just makes me mad.
He's 24.
Oh my God. I literally was so shocked because he looks much older.
Yeah, he's big.
But 24, that was making me almost sick watching because I was like, you're so little. Like, don't be on this. Like, I'm so excited for The Golden Bachelor because I just need people who really understand life a little more. I can't. It's partly why I had to tune out at a certain point because I was just like, I love this show. But some of these people, like, I'm excited for some older people to be like, I've been through some stuff, you know, and this is like what I'm looking for. And I actually understand myself. And I don't know, hopefully, you know, it should be interesting.
Let's talk for 1 second. So the Golden Bachelor, his name is spelled G-E-R-R-Y. But then last night they kept calling him Gary.
I think
it is Gary, but it's spelled Jerry, which is also a name, but it's Gary.
It's definitely Gary. Yeah. Like they,
that's Gary, but spells it Jerry.
He should change that now.
Wasn't that like a joke in Parks and Rec, where like they kept calling the guy Jerry, and he was like, "It's Gary, but it's just spelled like." Wasn't that an actual joke in Parks and Rec?
I mean, his name is Jerry, but he's Gary. But it's Gary.
It's they all kept saying Gary. I don't think they would have gotten it wrong.
No, I think he called himself Gary.
I gotta say,
G-E-R-R would be a woman, right? Or maybe not. I don't know.
That's from
Succession,
right?
No, we know male Jerrys. There's the guy that runs Alaska Comedy. He's Jerry with a G. There's Jerrys.
Well, I hope on the first episode, like the first one that comes out, he was like, actually, it's Jerry. I didn't want to say anything.
He's like, I'm really passive, and I didn't want to tell you guys you were saying it wrong. Everyone's like, oh God, we picked the wrong guy.
I thought he was so sweet. Like, watching him, he is really handsome. He seems like he was loyal to his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like he hasn't had like Botox and still looks great, you know?
Yeah.
Was a little smooth for 71. I did notice that. Like, I don't think he's had a ton of
his
things.
Forehead.
Did you notice that? I was just like,
no,
you're 71?
I don't think his personality lines up with him getting Botox. Would be shocking.
It showed him running. Like, he seems super fit.
ABC could have done it though. ABC could have done that.
Let's just put a couple shots in your forehead so people aren't staring at the wrinkles. It's like, we know he's 71. It's okay.
Oh, he looks great for 71.
I
love the daughters. I like when somebody said Gary could get it. Yeah. I like that. Do you think the show will ruin him and turn him into like an F-boy wearing giant earrings from Claire's?
Really hope not, because he was like, I want to be like you guys to the young, dumb guys. And they were like, you don't want to be like us. And I was like, thank you for saying that, because everything he said was already better. He was like, you know that feeling when you lay down next to someone and you don't say anything and that's love? And I was like, these guys don't know that.
Guys can't get out of their fast. They've never stayed to lay down next to someone.
They're always like texting and jumping out of bed and getting out of it.
You can't get out of there fast enough. There's a lay down portion.
I just thought that was so sweet. It made me cry because I was like, oh my God, this is what I've been screaming for years. I feel like every time I've been on your podcast, I've said I wanted people who've been divorced or were older to be on the show. And I feel like this is finally happening, and it's going to be really moving to hear all the stories from the women as to why they're on the show. Maybe they never were married. Maybe they lost their partner. Maybe they got divorced. You know, it'll be really interesting.
I think it's going to be great. I think it's going to be great too. Because, like, I mean, we've talked about this over the past couple of seasons, Arden, like how, you know, I'm 36, so about to be 37. And like, it's starting to feel weird watching 23-year-olds talk about dating and hooking
They've
up and things
younger.
Like that. Yeah.
I know, they're getting so
older.
Young. Yeah, it's a bit of both.
It's a bit of both.
Nick Viall, I think, was 37. Claire was 39. I think they've gotten, when they made them more the, there was that period where they made them all the, pageant girls, like the Hannah, and that right. really made the whole pool younger. Once they started, there was like a pageant run. And I think that was a mistake.
I think if you're 23, you seriously need to not be on this show.
Yeah.
Like, I really think it's unhealthy.
You should have to be paying for your own health insurance. Like, you can't yes. be on your parents'
you
plan.
You have to have your own cell phone plan, at least.
Yeah. Like. Oh, my God, for sure.
Wouldn't our mom have, like, been flirting her tush off talking? She would have loved Gary.
Oh, she would have totally loved Gary
because he was tall.
Wow. That would have been great.
I think they made a good call by, you know, they picked a widower, right?
Yes,
so there's no ex-wife who's going to come out and be like, oh, let me tell you about Gary, right?
yeah.
And he also teared up when he talked about her and that she died fast,
But it was also a while ago.
So I got scared because he kept saying, it was in June, then in July. I go, was it this July? Because I need you to stop. Like he, but
no,
he was
no, no. Like, but they built the, they got the dream house by the lake. And then part of me is like, are you going to move with somebody else's into your ex-dead wife's dream house?
I mean, I liked his answer about what he was expecting to get, and it like he's like, I'm not expecting to have a marriage like I did in my first. He's just looking for companionship, you know, like I think that's like he
and I think that's admirable
about it.
Yeah,
I think the ratings are going to be through the roof.
I think it's going to be their biggest season. Yeah,
I was skeptical, and now I'm like very excited for it.
It's almost like how the world is like, we'll go see Barbie. Guess what? Women will go to the movies. I think people will watch The Bachelor with somebody older.
Oh, and my mom watches it already. I think she's going to be excited to watch people in her age bracket.
Oh my God, your mom would kill it on there too.
Your
dad would kill it.
I was picturing both of those things, and thankfully they're still married, and I don't have to witness that.
I thought Anna's dad would kill it. Anna's dad
my
would
mom
kill
would
it.
Probably let my dad go on just to get him out of the house in a way.
Don't you think he would kill it? He would be like handsome and charismatic.
Yeah, but he would be the guy that like he got really drunk on the first night.
He fell asleep talking to some woman.
I mean, talk to
that's my dad.
That would have been our dad, and then they'd be like, there was just a man holding like a Merce filled with Diet Coke, eating candy in the corner. Would be after he stopped drinking.
I'm excited to, you know, the funny part of me is also excited. Like I hope this season is sponsored by like Cialis or some shit, and like I hope like and like I really do. I really hope it is. And like you know, a half a glass of wine is gonna make some of these people like tipsy as hell.
So true.
Oh my God, white wine spritzer. Spritzer, they'll be sloshed.
This is really important to think about because like the way that the people like currently live in the house is like bunk beds and stuff. I'm like, how are they gonna get all these women situated? I need everyone to have their own room. I can't have them all sharing rooms.
They're gonna have their own hotel rooms. I feel like it's gonna be like less women. I don't know. They're gonna have to.
It'll be abbreviated. It's gonna be abbreviated.
And then like, what are the group dates gonna be? Like
it's not going to be abbreviated. No, they're going to give them the whole thing. No,
they're give them a whole season.
I fear it's going to be like always be like we're bowling. Like they're going to do like and now we're doing cross stitch. Like we
what's
should
the
go
one
dancing.
That you play, what's the one that you play when you're on boats when you push the
shuffleboard?
But like 71 isn't even old. Like that guy's
it's
like jumping
old.
Around doing all
he
sorts
is,
of sports.
Yeah.
Like
I'm
like,
I mean, I think he's a fit 71.
Ball.
I mean,
he is. But I mean, I think that there are a lot of people who maybe the people who'd be on this show looking for love are not going to be like. I like to play bridge with
I mean, Heitner's in his mid-60s. Do you know what
I mean? Yeah, age doesn't mean the same thing. It's like, that sounds so much older
Also, like, how old are the women going to be? We still don't know. And
that's true. What if they're all 23?
It better not
oh
be like
my God.
A 45-year-old. I will kill them.
50. Well, they said...
They
have to be over
55. 50. He's 71.
Okay. Over 60.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay.
I do. I want like I want it all. I do want like an 88-year-old woman. Like I want like I just want. I want to see it all. I do. I also want to see them like get into bunk bed and be like, I can't take that top bunk.
Yeah, I want to see the bunk beds because there'll be a lot of like nighttime peeing. There'll be a lot of
machines. Can't make these poor women climb up to a bunk bed.
I like that they're also. I like that he's like, yeah, I'm doing fantasy suites. Like I like
he
that.
Should.
Why not?
Well, also the fantasy suite is you know, I know that it's for sexing, but it's also for just talking without the cameras, which is so important. Yeah. You can actually be yourself important. And like...
Sexing especially, is such a good verb.
Yeah. Yeah.
We sexed.
We sexed. And it was wild.
Alec, are you excited for the Golden Bachelor?
I think it's going to be great. I think it's... America needs this now.
I think mm-hmm. so too.
Yeah.
Because when our mom, she tried to go on some dates and she was like really disappointed.
Yeah, she's like, the old guys are gross.
She's like, the old guys are gross.
She really wanted to date like a 45-year-old.
She wanted to date Rob Benedict.
Yeah.
Because I think the last time she was single, she was 21. And so she was like, I want to date the guys I was dating then. I don't want to date. And then she kept saying to me, after Willie died, she was like, have you ever seen old man balls? She goes, I don't want a new set of old man balls. Those I just eased into. I don't want a new set of old man
that
balls.
That does seem like a hard adjustment. Like, it's like, yeah, if you're aging alongside someone, it's a little different.
You're used to it.
I have a question. Do you think she would have been into Jerry Gary?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Because he's tall. She was a flirt and she was horny. Like, I think that she would have liked that he was sort of fun and got a pep in his step, had a full head of hair. The guy that broke her heart in college was a tall guy.
Mm.
Yeah, missed opportunity. Let's see if they're taking ghosts.
Exactly. Ghosts. Oh, my God. Are you kidding? The ghost of JJ would, like, be so sparkly. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back. And we're going to talk a little more Braden, and we're going to talk fantasy suites. What is your fantasy?
You.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And we're back. Okay, so Braden just took over. It was just like, I mean, I wrote it all down, but I did enjoy the quote. Like, he came back in his flip-flops, his sweatpants, his scarf, and his feather earrings. I mean, like, that just sums it up. And they were like, look, you never were there for her. And she said to him, she's like, you always knew you were going to leave. Like, I never thought that you were ever going to be there. He's like, I didn't know. And like, and then to see that he got rewarded. Of course he went to paradise. He's immediately hooking up with Kat, who is like a villain, a sexy villain from the last season. Like, I just was like, it worked out perfectly for him. He got to be the star. He got to get his own clip from paradise. And he's just the worst. I feel like we've made a complete monster. Jackies.
Yes. I mean, I look forward to not watching them on Paradise. Like, I don't want to see him. It is very weird. I think, you know, look, we are at a point in reality show lore where we know people are coming on these shows for the wrong reasons, right? We know it. And for once, I wish somebody like him at this point would be like, I'm where exactly I want to be. Because if you are going to be a villain, I want you to lean in to being a fucking villain. Like, lean in, dude. Like, you're young.
He did. I feel like he was, like, such a douche.
Yeah. I still feel like he's trying to play, like, the, you know, I was here for the right reasons and yada, 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 yada. I feel like he's still trying to play that card.
Alright,
but
you got excited with that.
Yeah, no, I think that's right. I think he was trying to seem like a good guy, even though he's clearly not. Whereas that pizza guy, Pizza Joe, is that his name?
Pizza Pinure, the
Peter.
Yeah, Peter. Yeah, that guy just seemed like he just leaned in hard into just like being a full-on douche. He did it in Paradise. He showed up. He was there for like half an hour, and he was just like pissed everyone off and left.
You know what your brain did? Because you've done so many of these shows with us now, you conflated Grocery Store Joe.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Who I think they just got married.
Oh, congratulations to them. That's good.
Didn't they just get married?
I think they're about to.
They were so, how good looking were they?
They were supposed to invite us to the wedding.
Yeah, they didn't.
Yeah, they didn't do that.
Weren't they gorgeous? That's not
cancel them.
Weren't they?
They were extremely handsome.
They were both so good looking.
Serena,
his story, right? Do you remember his story? His story was like he was in the grocery store and they came up to him and like, would you like to be on the show? And he's like, okay.
Yeah.
That's thought, what happened
that has
with
never
grocery
happened
store Joe?
To me.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, wait, no. He was in a Whole Foods, remember? And they were like, he was like, do they? I own a grocery store, and they were like, "Do you own this grocery store?" And he's like, "I wouldn't be talking to you if I own this grocery store." Something like that. It's like a Whole Foods.
Yeah.
If I owned a Whole Foods, I wouldn't talk to anyone.
Thank you.
I'd be the king of Whole Foods.
Okay, so let's talk about fantasy suites. Okay, let's talk about. We'll talk one more thing about the mental Xavier. I mean, part of me felt like the apology tour was maybe to try to become the next Bachelor. He definitely wanted
no
to come
chance.
Up.
He was, just to be clear, he was the guy who went out, he was in Fantasy Suites, but then
he was in Fantasy Suites
left
and then,
because
and
he
then
said he didn't
want
to cheat
like,
on her.
He had cheated on her, and then she's like, will you cheat on me? He's like, I don't want to cheat on you. Yeah. I don't want to have to cheat on you, but I don't know how you, basically I want to test out the goods. And look, I'm not saying that if I'm on a trip with the boys, I don't know. I don't want to.
It's Dr. an insane Bananas. Thing. It was insane. Yeah. It was insane. I'm sorry. I just, no, go ahead.
Go. I was watching that with a girl, and we were both like, what are you doing, bruh? Like, what is you doing? Like, you must want to leave.
Yeah. I think he wanted to leave.
Yeah, you had to
but
want
I
to leave.
But I thought his apology was really sincere, and I felt bad for him because you know when you make a mistake or you, I mean, even if his apology was more based on the fact that he wishes he didn't say that on TV because it sounded so bad.
Yeah.
It's still,
I think it's
still,
that.
It, but it still sucks. Like, that's still sad for him. He's, like, really young, and he, like, said something dumb on TV, and, like, now girls are going to think he's, like, a cheater guy. Maybe he is, but, like, it still was, like, I felt his regret, and I felt his apology was sincere.
He's a hot... He is like 6'7", literally.
They all are.
And he's like a scientist like. Getting his PhD. I think he'll be fine.
He's like a hot. He knits.
He'll be fine.
He's getting his PhD. He's 6'7".
Okay, I want to marry him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm kind of like, you cheat on me.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, do whatever you want.
He doesn't have no problem with the ladies.
Okay, so you're saying he might be the next Bachelor? Is that what we're getting?
No, no. I don't think they will pick him.
No chance.
You should give you a better edit if you
I really
are.
Wish they would stop going back to the same well. I want
I know,
people.
I know.
That's why I'm excited about Jerry Gary.
You know what I noticed is John looked like super fit and really good. Oh, and I was
John was trying.
And I was like, ooh, interesting. Because I think he'd be a great Bachelor. I think he'd be great. I do think it's going to be Joey. But I was like, the way that John looked like he was like getting fit.
Joey.
I was like, interesting. Unless he's just getting got fit for like Paradise, but yeah,
he might be getting fit for Paradise.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
What did you think of the apology, Xavier? What do you think about the apology?
Me? So the thing that pissed me off the most was when they showed the replay of what happened, and there was one conversation where they had earlier when he was like, well, what's your biggest fear? And she said infidelity, and it was like he could have told her then if he really wanted to be honest with her. Instead, he, like, waited very late You know, like that pissed me off. I don't know. I mean, I do think.
I wonder if he thought he was going to get cut.
Maybe.
And then he just got deeper in and started to panic.
Yeah.
But then him going like, well, I love you. Like that I thought was weak. Like, I'm like, don't say that after you said the other thing. Like, say I love you when you're having a fun day together.
Yeah.
Dr. Banana, what'd you think of the apology?
I thought it was nice that he apologized. I think he's fine. You know, I think he was a little in over his head because for every like talk they had leading up to that day, he did kept being like, I don't think I'm ready. He was saying it. And he, I think he just wasn't being like, oh, but I definitely did cheat and I am not 100%. Yeah, like he wasn't being fully, fully transparent, but like trying to. It's like he couldn't get there.
Imagine being on a TV show with somebody who on paper is like perfect. Like she's beautiful. She's sweet. She's a doctor, like, or, you know, she's a therapist. She has a nice family. She's kind. She's fun. Like imagine being on a show where there's nothing wrong with the person. And they're like, okay, so you have to marry them. Like you've been on one 30-minute date and you're not ready. Which, like, I can see the panic.
What do you do?
Yeah, because it's also like there's nothing wrong with them. Like, I guess in theory, like, what would you do?
Here's what I think about it.
A lot of time to have it just rattle around in your brain and by yourself.
And you can tell they like you. Yeah. You can tell you're in the crosshairs of, like, they're kind of starting to feel, they're having nice dates with you. And you're like, I don't know.
I mean, she was still about to give him a card to come into the fantasy suite and you know.
Until he said, I need to test drive it.
That was it. Here's my thing.
Which isn't that, just be like, I would love to sort of, you know, have an intimate moment with the woman I'm going to propose to. Isn't that,
it's not that crazy. Like, it's not that crazy. The craziest part to me, and look, you all may not agree, but I'm just like, what was the point in her even knowing that shit? Like you told her, like it didn't matter in that moment it didn't matter.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
And like, it's also, it is like you're just making her feel unsettled now.
Yes, you like
you're just making her feel
out.
Weird.
He did not want to marry her. That's what I'm saying. He wanted out.
Like you don't. I can't imagine telling a person right before I'm possibly about to spend a night with them. That
the first time ever on television.
That information. That is. I don't think that's normal. I'm not saying you never tell somebody what you've done in your past relationships. I'm not saying you gotta tell somebody. What I don't fucking know. It's your choice. It's whatever you guys decide as a couple, right? Like, but she didn't. Like, he offered that information.
Yeah,
he wanted out. He wanted out.
That's a good. He did. Okay, Katie, like, I saw you lean forward with the microphone. I saw an inhale and a microphone.
I was just going to say what you said, that he wanted out. He this was his eject button. He's like, I'm going to tell her I cheated before and I might cheat again. And then she definitely won't want me.
Yeah. He just wanted out.
But I don't even know that he had fully admitted to himself that he wanted out, right? Like, we've seen people go kind of crazy at fantasy suites before, right? Last season, what was her name? Abby, the one from Vermont?
Oh, yeah.
Gabby.
You saw her kind of going nuts.
Yeah, on the beach.
On the beach. Like beforehand, like people, and then the whole thing that he did, like with the one that he ended up with,
where he's like,
I was not going to sleep with him, and I slept with the one the night before, and then she's like, and that went terribly, right?
Yeah.
But
people
like,
go nuts.
People go crazy at, you know, in this episode because it's too much pressure.
It's a lot of pressure. It's also weird to know that it's like, I'm having sex with you, and 2 days later, I'm having sex with your friend Brian, and then 2 days after that, I'm having sex with your friend Greg.
Yeah,
and I'm gonna, but that's fine that I do it, but you're not allowed to do it. I can do it, but you don't get to do that, and you can't have a problem with that. And I told all of them I'm in love with them, and that but you got to deal with that when I pick you, and you have to propose. How dare you not propose to me? Because Brian and Greg are gonna propose to me, who I slept with on Thursday and Monday. How dare you? And that's the name of the game.
I can't imagine. I wonder, do they know what order they are in the fantasy suite?
Because you want to be first.
You want to be first. Because listen, this may be toxic of me to say, but I don't want to follow Dutton. I don't want to follow him. I want to follow him.
No, that's actually
his fucking 12-inch dick, probably.
That
I don't want to follow him.
That would be jarring. They should base it on penis.
Dick. I was saying that last week, that because I was also looking at, she is so little.
She's so
and
little.
I was looking at Dotton, and I just thought, better her than me. That is too much. Like, Dotton is so huge. And look, he's big too. Xavier's big too. But Dotton is,
yeah.
Dotton is like the Empire State Building. Like, Dotton is fucking huge.
So are you saying she's gonna pick Joey because his penis?
Joey's gotta go first.
No, but Joey has to be really good at eating out.
Joey got to be good at the other stuff, man. He got to be good.
Joey has to have the moves. Joey has to have like some special skill.
But Joey, I'm not sure about. Okay, so I haven't seen anything leading up to Fantasy Suites. I only saw Fantasy Suites in the Men Tell All, and so I'm like catching up to Joey. I'm like, Joey seems so random for her. Am I wrong? Are you guys liking Joey? What's going on?
I don't not like Joey. I just don't like her with Joey.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Like, it just, his personality.
He's not a very suave white guy, though, trying to kind of, he's
definitely not.
That's true.
Tennis player, right? Yeah.
He's not suave. He's not Braden.
No.
I will say this, too, about Joey. Like, in the Fantasy Suites, he actually said something that, like, I relate to as a person, which kind of made me relate to him a little bit more, just as a dude and as a person, where he was like, you know, and like a lot of us are entertainers, so we probably feel this as well, where he's like, you know, so many people know me as the person who's like the life of the party or who can make everybody laugh and who's always on. And I'm paraphrasing, but he was like, and it scares me when people fall in love or like that person and then they get to know me and see the moments where I'm not as confident and not as like on and not. And I was like, yeah, man, that actually like makes sense to me like that. I felt that because I've gone through that. I'm sure a lot of us have gone through that.
Yeah.
And so that actually made me relate to him a little bit more where I was like, OK, like I don't necessarily hate her with him anymore because he does actually seem like a genuine dude. I just want to see her end up with another black person. I'm sorry.
Well, it made me laugh.
Joey feels like her high school, like a perfect, like king and queen of the prom. Dotton feels like a man. Dotton feels like Joey's like the perfect junior prom date. You know, he's adorable. He's sweet. He's a nice guy. He's kind. I liked what he said. Dotton is just like, he's the best person that's ever been on The Bachelor. He's an adult. And I think Dotton can actually handle that she said, I love you. I am in love with you to two people. And he would be able to roll. Whereas Joey, I think, would never be able to deal. Lauren.
Yeah, no, I was just laughing to myself when he was like, I'm the life of the party. Because I was like, you are? Like, I haven't seen him do anything. Because I haven't seen the other episodes. So I was like, okay, so I guess you're usually really fun or something.
Well, it's also like when they all say like so-and-so was the funny one in the Bachelor house. And you're like, they're not funny at all.
Well, the bar is super low to be the life of the party.
People, I think for hot people, the bar is really low.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like if you just talk a lot, you're life of the party. It's like, okay, we need a little more, but sure. So I felt like that was interesting. I feel like Dotton to me made sense. I mean, was it Xavier or Xavian? Xavier.
Xavier.
Once he put his foot in his mouth, I was like, you're fucked. And so, between Joey and Dotton, I'm like, it has to be Dotton.
It has to be Dotton.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be Dotton.
All right. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back with who we think it's going to be.
The eagle has landed.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And we're back. All right, so do you think she's actually going to pick Dotton? Jacques.
Yes, I do. I think she's going to pick Dotton. I think, like...
What was the eternal love thing that she said to Joey?
I mean, listen, I do think she has feelings for Joey, and but I think Dotton feels more secure, and I think she's going to feel that as well. I also think, and this is just me knowing the culture, I also think when they bought her damn mom, and we saw the previews of them bringing her mama in.
Her mom seems amazing.
We love her family.
Mama not going to say go for the white boy. I'm sorry. Like, so, like, I could just tell, like, that's what the conversation, like, I've had those conversations.
That's
like,
the subtext.
That's the subtext. You could just kind of tell. She was like, what do you want? What do you, you know, like, that type of
but
stuff.
But that's what I loved about her.
I like that.
I thought she was being so amazing, the way she was, like, so grounded in her, like, she knew that it was up to Charity. Like, she wasn't, she's like, I'm not going to give you an opinion. She's like, but you're my best friend. And it's like, no, that's not what I'm going to do here. You're going to, you know who it is. You know, you need to say it. You need to say it. And it's like, what's Charity afraid of saying? Like, that preview, I was like, why won't she just, why doesn't she know? Like, that kind of threw me.
This is going in, this is the first time in a long time where I really don't know. And I have to say, even though Ding Dong last season, I can't even remember his name, it was the first time in like a decade we had which shoes are getting out of the limo. You know what I mean? It was at least, it had been like, you know, eight bachelor or bachelorette cycles since we got an actual limo drive up. Who's it going to be getting out of the limo? Who do you think she's going to pick, Elric, and why?
I think it's going to be Dotton. But I will say, you know, I came away from that episode being like, she's in a pickle.
Yeah.
She has let herself be completely open to this process, and the process has delivered unto her basically having fallen for two different guys in a way that she had not really dealt with during this. She talked about a little, but like compared to some previous bachelors and bachelorettes, like she didn't talk about that much, but she was like, for someone, I also thought it was super interesting that whole conversation about like infidelity, no one brought up like that, like, her thing, you know, she's really triggered by infidelity, but, like, she had every intention of doing what the show was about, right? Which is, like, being totally open to, like, everything and falling through the fantasy suites. And I think she did. I think she's coming out of it really in love with two guys and having let herself. But that being said, I loved the thing where Todd was like, I feel like she's the one for me. I feel like the universe is trying to tell me that she's the one for me, and that I came into this not knowing anything about the show. I was shocked to find out, but I was like, this is it. This is the universe telling me.
I love
and
that.
He just seemed very open to like this like crazy ending.
By the way, if the world has gone this bananas for grocery store Joe, like for both of them, like, can imagine if these two actually fell in love and got married from this show. They would never have to work. People would be so fucking
excited.
It's
a power couple. Yeah.
It's a power couple. We haven't had one of those. Nobody's like, I can't even remember the name of the bachelor that was that guy from Austin last season. What's his name?
From Zach.
Zach and Katie.
I'd be forgetting his name.
They're nice. I wish them well. They seem nice. But, like, I feel like if Charity and Dotton fell in love, they're such a great couple. It would be so exciting for the friend. Like, by the way, they're wheeling out old bachelors. Why do they wear? These are bachelors. Okay. I've never seen.
Here's what I didn't understand. Wait, why so you, did they oh, you don't. Them I knew. Out? I knew all of them.
I didn't watch those seasons. Those were before me. I'm like, wow. Okay. They're from so long ago.
I love
they're
seeing them.
But why were they?
We don't
there?
Want to see Joe again. No. We know where Joe is. I want to see what they're. I want to see what those guys are up to because they're my old school classics
but
now.
Question,
but then,
did but I know that Trista ended up with the guy. Did anybody else? End
so
up
did
with
Desiree.
The guy?
Yeah. But did. Then I'm like, but the other one, Deanna, she got divorced or didn't? I can't remember what happened.
I feel like
but
you only want to wheel out the success.
Don't bring someone on who didn't have a success. Yeah. I was like, why is she telling us she's in a transition period? She has to go on TV and say she's single. I'm like, that was not embarrassing because I'm sure she was.
It was weird.
But I was like, we're trying to show Charity what can happen that's good. Yeah.
Like Trista's
not that
a good
like
example.
You'll be single, yeah.
And Desiree and
Desiree. Well, Trista's the solid example. She's the first season,
yeah,
and she was a success. And they've been together 20 years. But Desiree has two kids, married with the guy, whatever. So I'm like, that's good.
Yeah.
Just bring out those two.
Yeah.
I think it's the guy because she goes, when we tell our kids how our parents met, we'll have to call you to like Trista. Yeah. So. I don't know. I thought it was
so
weird
confused.
To bring out Deanna.
I was like, wow, what is happening here?
It was really random. They're just filling time.
It felt like filling time, but
it
like
was filling time.
I guess Caitlin just broke up with Jason because they probably maybe they were supposed to bring them out, but they just broke up.
But they didn't technically meet on the show. I mean, like they
right.
met because
they
were
would have been
bachelor.
A success. Yeah.
There's not a lot of successes.
There's not a ton, but we want
what about
the longer.
Tanner and Jade, they could have brought Tanner
Paradise.
Yeah.
Is different.
Or like, right. Who's the two? Sean and
they're always on. Catherine and Sean are
Catherine.
Always on.
Yeah, they're a success.
Yeah. Can I say something
yes,
about like the
yes,
pick?
Sir.
Like, while I do think it's going to be Dotton, you know, the previews are showing like something's going to happen. Like one of them is going to say something, right? And I do, to a degree, think that might be Joey. Like that's the other way I think this is gonna go. Like
it's
Joey's
gonna say
like
what?
she's gonna send
Aaron
home. Yeah. She's gonna send him home again.
He's an idiot.
She's gonna send him home again. I think like Joey's gonna say something that's gonna make her be like, oh, maybe this isn't it. And like not saying she's gonna settle for Dotton, but I think she's gonna feel more secure in her decision to go with Dotton. As
like how
to
Peter
Joey.
Made Rachel nervous, so she ended up with Brian.
Something like that.
Oh, you
right.
didn't see. You didn't.
But
see
but
okay,
but I do think she. But I do think she is going to be like happy with her. I don't think it's going to be a settle thing. I just think
she seemed like whoever she was with when she was talking to the former bachelorettes. She seemed like she was like, okay, cool. So like she seemed like she was with whoever the person is and that she wants to make it work is what it seemed like somebody who's sincerely looking for advice to make it work with whoever she picked.
Yeah. Also, let me say this to people. As someone who's been in an interracial relationship for a long time, let me say this is I want to address this from the hometowns because I just caught up on all the last three episodes when he was with his family and he was telling his mom, yo, like
Dotton?
Joey was telling his mom. Yeah, we talked
about
it.
His mom who looked soaking wet.
I thought she was naked.
She looked naked and she looked hammered.
Yeah, and she was full of tears. Full of, eyes was wet the whole time.
She looked like she was in a towel.
But like he said the topic of interracial relationships came up and stuff like that. And how like he just wants to make her know like, you know, if our love is so strong, it wouldn't matter. If you are a person who is not of color, dating a color person, please understand that it will always matter. Like in the absence of saying it doesn't matter. Is bullshit, and like that's not what I would want to hear. It is gonna matter.
It's like saying you don't see color or something.
Yes, that's like saying you don't see color. Like I don't need you to say that if our love is so strong, it doesn't matter. Yeah, if somebody calls me the N-word when we together, it matters. You know, like it still matters. Like, and you have to know why that matters. So I just want to make that clear to anybody out there in an interracial relationship, or you may get in one, which is another reason why I think like Joey and Charity probably won't pan out. But like, because I just think, you know, they come from two different, you know, places in life, which is fine and cool. But like, I just want to make that clear. I want to make that clear to everybody out there listening. It always will matter.
Yeah.
I think you just got to understand what matters.
Yeah.
Like, and what doesn't matter. Yeah.
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 Where is
How old is Joey?
27.
They're only 27.
He's a child.
Yeah.
But so is she. I think they're the same age.
She's 27? Oh, my God.
I think they're both 27. And Dotton is like 31. Is that right?
All right. Yeah, that's an important point.
Okay. And Joey then will probably be the next Bachelor.
Mm-hmm. I can see that. I don't like it, but I can see it.
Right?
Yeah. Has there ever been
Brayden?
Yeah. How about Brayden? Has there ever been a man of color Bachelor? Yeah. I
yes.
Think so.
Yeah. Juan
Pablo. Matt James.
Was it just one, or were there two?
Well,
Juan Pablo was.
Oh yeah.
He was,
Latino,
yeah.
And then Matt James.
Yeah. They should.
That's it.
They're overdue.
It's all been white guys. Never been an Asian guy. Like.
That's weird.
I think like John would be great. You know. I don't know.
John would be great.
I have a feeling it's going to be Joey though.
Yeah, me too.
So talk about hometowns. How about I forget his uncle. The uncle, he was really. He fucked it up for Joey.
If I were Joey watching it, like, afterwards, be like, thanks. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
You know, like, things were going great. Thanks for, like, having a, like, tell they're really screwing it up for
me. Why did you have to go say he was basically, there's two Ardens, and she's being a fake to you? It's like, why, like, thanks,
That's what
uncle.
The uncles did? He said that Charity
yeah,
was fake?
Yeah, basically, no, he was saying that Joey was being fake. And like,
what?
He said Joey was a people pleaser.
And he goes, and he's trying to please you, but you're not meeting the real Joey, and he's being a fake.
Oh, fuck that. That's so annoying.
And he was clearly, like, an uncle that was sort of like, so what's the show?
I tell it like it is.
There's three other guys. You don't see him yourself. And then he told that Nasty. First to Joey, and then he said to Charity, he's a real people pleaser, and like what you see is not what you get. You have not met the real Joey. And
that
that's
is
like
so
her
messed
fear.
Up.
That's her fears of like getting
That's
tricked.
Like everyone's fear on that
of
show.
Course.
Like, yeah.
It's such a cock block move.
What like, a dick. I
was really mad at him.
It's such a piece of shit move. Katie, what do you have to say? I saw you leaning forward and getting excited.
Oh, no, I was just going to agree. Like, it was just so unnecessary. And I mean, I don't know. I feel like Dotton's the winner no matter what. I just think they have a very different type of connection. They have more of like a relationship connection, I think.
Yeah.
You know, like they just seem like they've been together forever.
Lovely.
I know.
He's great. He's very nice.
He's so nice. He's sweet. He's fun. He like calms her down. Like I find him very grounding. His family was lovely. His mom was dead gorgeous. Like she was so sweet. They prayed together. You know what I mean? Like I think she felt like family with them. Like she seemed, they liked that her best friend was Nigerian. Like it felt like a really very nice fit. Whereas Joey's uncle was like, you're meeting a fake. Yeah. Joey's sister was sweet. Joey's mom looked like she was wearing a towel, but she was nice.
I wish I saw that.
Yeah, it was pretty good. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back with Tweet of the Weeks.
Ooh, I don't know about you, but things are getting so hot in here. I think I got to take a pee break.
Okay, whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back. I know if we were just during the break talking about Xavier, I think she was so attracted to him. This has been a fun season because I really don't know. The guys generally have been, I thought it was a good group of guys for the show. And like, I really like Dalton. I think, Xavier was my pick in my fantasy, in my draft picks, but he did not want to be there.
Who was mine? Katie, do you still have that? Like, who was my pick
Xavier
for the winner?
Xavier was my number one, and I picked him for Bachelor. He was my full number one.
Because I know Dalton was in my top three. I can't remember, though.
Right. Was that like at the beginning you guys picked those?
We do them based on the ABC website.
That's good guessing.
Bios.
All right.
Yeah. They were both 6'7", which made it. He was a knitter, and he was 6'7".
Shaquise, you had Nick as your first, who was cut night one. Okay. And you had Dalton as two.
Okay.
And then you had John as number three.
John is cute.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like John.
I just thought anybody who was 6'7" who could also knit was like, he's going to be
a cute
lady. Who did I pick? You had
Xavier's one, Joey two, Michael three.
Who's Mike? Oh, Michael was the yacht captain.
Yeah.
Who had a very interesting kind of thing going on during the
He looked handsome.
He had that chain.
He looked handsome. I thought he looked cute.
Yeah.
He's definitely, I feel like he'll go to paradise.
There was a lot of, it was interesting that, I think they even mentioned the Barbie movie in the episode last night. Because I remember looking at this, I was like, there's a lot of just like Ken energy going out. Like, and Brayden was like, you know, Ken with the mink, right?
Yes.
Dojo.
Dojo, you're right. And then there's the guy with the butt chin guy. What's his name? He sucked.
Sean.
Oh my God, he got slapped down when he invited himself into the hot seat.
Yeah. The look on her face, and they were both like, did you just invite yourself to the hot seat? Yeah. Like, get the back out. Like,
that was so weird. No.
He got so entitled and awful.
Yeah, this is for the guy whose dad's, all that information came out about his dad being a real piece of shit.
His dad is like a politician that sucks.
Yeah.
Like,
he asked for news.
It makes so much sense.
And then also your cowboy, your wrestler, Katie. Oh, yeah. He looked great.
I loved him. I loved him.
I did too. I loved his outfit.
Are we gonna talk about FP?
That was so weird.
Let's talk about that.
And then that guy was like, my volunteer group all saw this. I'm like, okay, you're amazing.
And they were like, oh no, like, you suck. They didn't let him get away with it. Like, no, you suck.
You know, even the nice guys
were like, no, you fucking suck. You sucked on the Zoom. Everybody hates you. You could pull out your church groups, but like, you were asking about endorsement deals, like, force, like, you suck.
Yeah.
I know. That was so harsh.
I also liked the Bayou, the guy, Captain,
the guy who kept Chastity.
He was like, well, I can tell they were obsessed with Chastity. And I was obsessed.
who was that guy?
Chastity.
He The two-on-one swamp tour, and he was the boat captain.
Oh my god! I felt like he was pulled out of like New Orleans. Jackass. Yeah.
Oh, he was like so Louisiana.
So everybody thinks, there's nobody that disagrees. Everybody thinks Dotton is going to win and that Joey is going to be the bachelor.
I'm not going to say Joey's going to be the bachelor, but only because I'm uninformed. So I don't feel that he will, because I don't get enough excitement watching him, but that's never been something they based it on anyway.
How about Dotton and John?
I hope it's John for the bachelor. I think he'd be such a good bachelor.
Which one's John?
The Asian guy.
John.
Oh, yeah.
He's a former professional basketball player.
And they really had a connection. And
that's good.
I think the fans really liked
him. Sweet.
He was sweet. He was well-spoken. He was just fucking cool. And I think he'd be a great bachelor. And he's hot as hell, too. Choose him, ABC. What are you doing?
Yeah, choose him. Okay.
Well, look, they might only be doing old people from now on.
Oh, that'd be great. Oh, my God. I'm here for it.
They're like, yeah. The young people.
That'd be great.
I hope they do Poor Bachelor next or some shit. I want to see some hometowns and, like, take me to the hood. Take me to, like, everybody's lives in a different apartment.
Then their whole life would really be changed by being on the show, because they'd get, like, all their deals and Instagram followers and stuff. Yeah. And that'd be cool.
There was the guy who, remember the guy from, who sort of looked like Tarzan and he was always naked?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when, like, he pissed off the girl he was dating at Paradise, she's like, he's an Uber driver who was sleeping on his couch.
Yeah.
And, like,
yeah.
Tarzan,
that guy,
but Tarzan. Yeah,
I like how deep in I've sucked you, Alaric. Yeah. I just have sucked you in. I can't believe that every time one of our parents died, I made you do this the next day.
Like the next day.
That's so fucked up.
They both died on Saturday.
Alaric, that is so. Alaric, I'm so sorry for you that you had to do this podcast right after that.
On Tuesday, we were home for like a burial, and I was like, oh, by the way, we have to watch this show. But it gave you focus.
Yes, it did. It did.
You're grateful. You're grateful.
This is our best done one we've had. This is the most uneventful, knock on wood, this is the most uneventful done podcast we've had. Okay, it does feel weird without mittens here.
It does.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay. So, first of all, we got so many nice emails. You know how we're trying to get to 3,000 by the end of the year?
Yes.
So we're up to 2,374 stars. That's really good.
That is. That's great.
Yeah, we're getting there. So here's one. 5 stars worth the time every time from A Hawk in the Berg. Funny, positive, respectful, no punching down. Makes me giggle and I get to go on my day with a smile on my face. Well done. That's nice.
That is nice. I like worth the time every time.
I like worth the time every time, and I like no punching down. I think it's so easy on shows like this. Like, it's so easy just to come, like, trash things, but I enjoy kind of making jokes, but not, like, you know, just destroying. I don't know. I just feel like...
Yeah, we're only really critical when we need to be.
No. Okay, 5 stars, my favorite pod. I look forward to the release, and this is from Zerg40. I look forward to the release of the podcast every week. Lately, I listen when I work out, which I majorly dislike, but it helps keep me going. I just need about 4 more hours of content each week. I know when I'm done listening, I'll be reinvigorated about becoming a champion. Thanks for all you do. Well, it's our pleasure. You can listen to our Patreon, or you can listen to No Autographs, Please. That's a good one.
That is good. When she said that she didn't like it, I thought she meant the listening to the podcast while exercising. But then I realized she meant she doesn't like exercising.
Yeah. Oh my god, we have a really cute person who keeps stealing her mom's phones and iPads to leave different reviews for us. So we just want to give a shout out. This is the kind of fan we need. So this is 5 stars. Love y'all. Katie1410. Previously, I grabbed my mom's phone to give you 5 stars. Now I'm using my friend's phone. Fave podcast of all time. Keep doing the Lord's work. All right. So then here's another one. 5 stars. Stole my mom's phone. I've done it again. I had to steal my mom's iPad to write a review. I love Arden and every guest so much. You're all the best, Lindsay. I mean, that we love a friend like that. This is the kind of listener that we are really that's a platinum tier listener, right? In our multi-level marketing, our pyramid scheme, that's a platinum tier.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
that's a for sure. Yeah. All right. Well, we love your reviews. As we said before, you can just literally leave 5 stars and say, love the pod. Like, if you just don't feel like writing out something long, we appreciate it. And then let's go back. Let's find out Tweet of the Week. You guys, now, Lauren, you're the person that hooked us up with Julie from Sleep Crown.
Yes.
She's really revolutionized all of our lives.
Oh, she's amazing. And I literally sleep in a pile of Sleep Crowns. I want more, Julie, if there's anyone. My dog did urinate on one of them, which caused a stir.
I sleep with both my travel and my full size.
Mike and I are holding like body pillow, multiple Sleep Crowns, multiple travel. Like, we're like all up in it. It is a nest.
Okay, Jaquise, which one do you have?
I have the one that goes like over your face. Just the regular
classic.
It's so soft, isn't it?
It's great. I love it.
So squishy.
Alaric, do you love yours?
I love mine.
Do you hold it like your blankie?
No, I put it over my I use it mostly for napping.
Nice.
It's good for that.
Yeah,
it's
great for napping. Like, if I'm going to nap, I put it over, because I don't nap on my side. I'll sleep on my side, but I nap kind of like on my back, kind of put it over my head, and then it's 3 hours later.
Julie did a collab with my friend Elizabeth Cott, and they made a really beautiful sort of tan, dark, like a mocha brown colorway of the Sleep Crown that you can get. It might be all sold out because Elizabeth's kept selling out really fast, but keep an eye out for that.
If you want to get your own Sleep Crown, go to sleepcrown.com/WYETR and put in the code PBFIT to get a discount. And if you want to participate, this is now no longer Tweet of the Week. It's Post of the Week. So you can be on X or you can be on Threads. Anna, what's your Threads account?
It's just the same as my Instagram, Selling Hosni.
Okay, great. Okay, great. Here we go. Here's some ones that are in the running. This person, if you win, email us your mailing address at rosepodcast@gmail.com. Are you guys ready to hear the tweet, the yes. posts? Okay. This is from What You Sean Is What You Get, at WJY Sean. Okay. Brayden and Caleb's outfits make it look like they're dueling cruise magicians.
That's good.
This is from Corey Maidens. It took a couple of seasons, but I'm really growing to appreciate the glassy-eyed Dean Martin celebrity roast energy that Jesse Palmer brings to the Bachelor franchise.
Yeah.
I have kind of just breathed into the rag about him. I'm okay with him now.
Me too. It's the same with Chris Harrison. You just get to a point where you just go, yeah, that's just what it is. It's just, this is the host. Like, you
Honey
know?
Jeeves at 44-year-old host. Jesse said he is thirsty for the tea, vodka, during this mental all because he loves tea, vodka, and it helps him sleep at night, shit his pants. This is from Leslie B. Seeing Brayden in a fedora on the beach make out with an unsuspecting white girl after mental all is like watching a dolphin raised in captivity return to the sea. Natural habitats are really best. this is from Trash Car. Brayden is dressed as everyone's middle school drama teacher who promises she could have made it on Broadway if she tried hard enough.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
Okay, let's see. B. Perry, Gary, the first Golden Bachelor, seems like such a sweet guy, which is why we are all sad when we discover 2 months from now that he stormed the Capitol with that one voiceover actor from Bob's Burgers.
Oh my God. I hope not. I really hope not. God. That's really good.
Please let him be pure.
Please let him be able to point out anywhere other than Washington, D.C. of where he was January 6th.
He needs to have zero skeletons. We cannot let this happen.
What you shot is what you get. Brayden is ushering in a new era of villain descriptors. Instead of saying the bad guy twirled his mustache, it's now he shook his dangly onyx earrings.
These are good.
Yeah. I'll just do one more. Honey Jeeves at 44-year-old host, Bachelor franchise. The Golden Bachelor is going to be wholesome and emotional. A pure journey we'll all go on together. Next, we'll follow 20 singles while they fuck on the beach. All right, I'm going to go Storm the Capitol and Middle School and Broadway.
I'm going Cruise Magician.
Okay, we'll go Cruise Magician and Storm the Capitol. Okay. Okay, here we go. Final two. What you shone is what you get. Braden and Caleb's outfits make it look like they're dueling cruise magicians. Or Gary, the first Golden Bachelor, seems like such a sweet guy, which is why we are all sad when we discover 2 months from now that he stormed the Capitol with the one voiceover actor from Bob's Burgers. Storm the Capitol or cruise magician? Lauren.
Storm the Capitol.
Jackie's.
We storm in the Capitol.
Al Myrene.
Storm in the Capitol.
Dr. Banana.
I have to say Storm the Capitol, even though I really hope it's not true.
Katie.
Storm the Capitol.
Okay, guess what? It's unanimous. What? B. Perry at Great B. Donut. Well, you won yourself a sleep crown. Gary, the first Golden Bachelor, seems like such a sweet guy, which is why we're all sad. But we discovered 2 months from now that he stormed the Capitol with that one voiceover actor from Bob's Burgers. Wow, that is so great. Thank you so much for being here. Lauren, what would you like to promote?
I would like to promote my podcast, Threedom. It's me and Scott Aukerman and Paul F. Tompkins just talking and being silly. It's a funny, fun, good time. And then I have a show with Nicole Byer called Newcomers, where we watch things we've never seen. And we're about to do all of Batman. So pray for me and listen to the episodes.
Jackie, what would you like to promote?
First of all, Lauren, I guess to say, it is wild you two have never seen Batman.
we've each seen like one, but yeah, wow. Yeah. No, it's absolutely insane. She has opinions on some of the new stuff, I think, but yeah, we don't know. We don't know. We'll It'll be interesting.
I can't wait. Can't wait for that. Hello, everyone. Comedian Feud, always monthly at here in Los Angeles. We're also starting a live streaming monthly now. So
so fun.
Yeah, the next one is going to be Jermaine Fowler and Brittany Furlan and Steph Tolaf. Am I saying that correctly? Really great captains. So it's going to be a fun ass show. It's
going
to be worth it. So check it out. Look at my social media for all the dates. And that's about it. That's all I can promote.
That's good.
I will be doing with Brian Safi in Brooklyn Thursday, September 21st at Union Hall, doing No Autographs, Please. We're going to have a bunch of stand-ups. He and I are both going to do some stand-up sets. We're going to be doing some improv. You can go to unionhallny.com to get tickets. And then I will be doing 3 stand-up shows on the road. So let's sell them out so I can get more dates, so I can prove to other clubs that I sell things out. I will be doing one night in Philadelphia at City Winery, which is Thursday, October 12th. You can get tickets for all of these in my Instagram link tree at Arta Marine, MYRIN. So that's Thursday, October 12th, City Winery, Philadelphia. Wednesday, October 18th, City Winery, Boston. And then Friday, October 13th, I will be in Bethesda at the Bethesda Blues and Jazz, which is right near Washington, D.C. So please, all of them are on my Instagram. Come see us in Brooklyn, Boston. If you want to see my full set, it will be in Boston, the D.C. area, and Philly. So please come, because I haven't gone on tour since before the pandemic. So please come. Katie, and also Anna and I were about to wrap up Summer House Martha's Vineyard on our Patreon. You can get the link to that on rosepodcast.vodka, and then we're going to announce what show that we're going to do next. Katie, what would you like to promote?
As always, please adopt or foster an animal from your local shelter. LA right now is super full. Go to Foster for Life on Instagram. It's a great way to find dogs, and they will help you choose one that's right for your lifestyle and your home. Or if you want to adopt, that's great too. But please just, you know.
And if you adopt in LA and you get overwhelmed with training your puppy, our friend Lisa Delario, you can go on her Instagram, tell her that you heard about her. She is an amazing dog trainer, and she also does group clinics for training, and she works with a lot of the shelters and has worked with the ASPCA. She's very she's like anti-choke collar. She's very positive reinforcement, so she can help you with any puppy that you adopt if you get overwhelmed and you don't know how to train them.
I need to message her because my dog keeps pooping inside.
Oh,
she helped train my dog, and it was very needed.
Okay, good. I'm going
to
do that.
She's like a magician. Alaric, thank you so much. What would you like to promote, Albert Rick Myrene?
Well, the thing I would like to promote actually is already over. So I don't really know what to promote. At the end of last month, we had the second edition of the Women's Tour de France that my company sponsors. And so next July, check out the Tour de France Femme of X-Weeft.
Yeah, they never had... Katie watched it.
It was good, right?
Big in the biking, so we watched the Tour de France and we watched the women's as well. But yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, we watched it all.
His company sponsored that.
So cool. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, you can watch it. Guys. It's great.
Well, thank you so much. I love all of you. I appreciate your time. Thank you for doing this. I really appreciate it. And until next week, the finale, we'll be back. My name is Arda Marine. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Bye.
Get all up in you tonight. It feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Oh. Will you accept this rose into your world?
Will You Accept This Rose is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.